5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage.
That chick AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button.
So soon.
Not getting the ticket updates as fast as I usually do. And when I be getting them back, they be closer and closer to being sold out. Don't at me.
How's the meet and greets coming? They're
not doing that well.
Okay.
I haven't been promoting them, but...
You haven't promoted... I feel like...
I just got too many things.
Yeah, Kevin, we did the Sinners parody 3 years ago for this tour.
I know. That was only in July.
It is crazy.
Meet and greet book tour... I'll post that today.
I think you've only posted it once, though. To be fair,
I have. Well, I got stuff, guys.
No, you got to promote all of it, Kevin. If you want all of it, promote all of it.
I am. I'm sorry. So anyway, get your tickets, buy my book, come to my meet and greet, come to my show, watch my show.
Hey, flex.
All right, Angel, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Flex. I'll be at Howard University on Wednesday. But I'll only be there for about 3 hours, and then I'm getting on a flight and coming back home. So
don't be tired.
What you mean? Yes, my
tired
head
right now.
You be flying alone?
Yeah,
my. You don't know assistant, nobody. You don't make them pay two tickets.
No. I go by myself.
You sit in the window.
Unless they upgraded me twice. Come on for the favor. Because they were effing up on the way there.
Oh, and they
couldn't print my boarding pass. And they took away my boarding pass from my phone.
They couldn't print your boarding pass? I'd be terrified.
So yes. They upgraded you because they messed up?
No, they didn't know what was going on. They were like,
just sit up here so we can go.
They were like, we see that you got upgraded, so just get on the plane. And I was like...
Just get on the plane is crazy.
Yeah. Like the woman
stopped... flying? What were you flying?
Delta!
Oh.
So they put me, I rolled first by the window then, and on the way back, I got to ride first, but not window. So my head was flopping around. Just
like a fish?
Mouth was open. I said, God, dog, thank the Lord nobody I know is on this flight. Because mouth was big.
That's how I be asleep.
But yeah, Howard, I'll see y'all there.
All right. So there's a lot to get to today, but first we must talk about Young Thug. He was on that phone.
Talking, yapping.
It was all that phone recording podcast episodes down to the jail.
Listen, he was in there. So let me tell you what I think about this girl. Like, he was kicking rollers in hair.
What you mean look
on.
Like Rihanna? Never that.
Never.
Man, watch
never,
out.
Ain't never look like nobody's Rihanna. Who? Rihanna what? A cousin?
Who was that? Who was Kim Wayne's character on?
You didn't hear that from me.
That's what he said.
But
like,
he forgot to say that part.
Man,
we heard it from him.
The thing is, jail calls start off with this call is being recorded and not for quality assurance purposes.
No, absolutely not. So just for us to be nosy.
It's the jail people done recorded air. I mean, and that, listen, I kind of understand because maybe he thought he wasn't going to get out for a long time. So what does it matter? Because he has a podcast. There's just one came out. He was talking about Future this morning. He said Future need to take care of his kids. He said, you over there with all them women. You need to be locked in with your baby's mother.
He ain't told no lie. He do.
Apparently he talked about this morning when I was driving in. He was there's another call leaked that said something about Drake was being dumb when it came to Metro Boomin losing his mom and him just wanting a song. At this point, I can't keep up, and I'm not finna listen to you on the phone all day. I hate talking on the phone. I feel like I'm on the phone with the nigga, man.
You are on the phone with him, and he's just speaking from the heart. See, that's the thing. A jail call gets you speaking from your heart.
Man!
You not filtering nothing.
He sure did. He said Andre 3000 ain't put nobody on.
He said that J. Cole ain't sold more records than
NBA Youngboy.
I said...
First of all, Andre 3000 was the one at the Source Awards that said the South got something to say. You could argue that Outkast almost put the entire South on because part of that, it was East Coast. First, it was just New York.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was New York, West Coast. And then Outkast was like, the South got something to say. Then it's Dungeon Family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody was like, oh, what they saying?
The Cool Breeze, who's known as the champ. Straight Calhoun, the coolest cutters at camp.
And you didn't know that Mary J. Blige song, but you know all this?
That was that one Mary J. Blige slipped through. I don't Goody Mob, like, nigga, what you talking about?
True, very.
What, like, Andre 3000 ain't never put nobody on. That's like saying Kev ain't 270. You're crazy.
He been drinking that, what they call it, that toilet wine. And it got him talking crazy. Got him talking crazy.
He was talking about Glorilla. Now, listen. I'm a real nigga, too. I be gossiping with Liz.
Oh, now we know.
I be a chatty.
We know. If we tell you something, girl, we might as well whisper it in her ear.
You might as well.
Yeah. You might as well
talk right past me. Right. Okay, but I ain't been to jail. I talk to my wife about everybody else in the room like a regular person. But
like a free man.
Like a free man. But let Kev go to jail. You, boy, and Tony Baker.
Nah, you gonna talk about everybody.
I bet you he be eating biscuits more than he think he be letting on. And let me tell you what, another thing about Tony Baker I don't like. He think everybody gotta work out 3 times a day. Ain't nobody got time, Tony Baker.
But I have been working out because there ain't nothing else to do in here.
And that's what people were saying. You supposed to go to jail. You supposed to come back fit or done read a lot of books. They said he came back fat and on that phone.
Listen.
You ain't had no degrees. You just learned nothing new.
He has been talking. He has had stuff to say and he ain't had a chance to say it.
My thing is, Angel, where does it end? He has talked about everybody now.
It's not. How long was he in jail? You. How long was he in there?
He was in there for a minute.
Oh, well, then he
Do you know how long, Josh?
Young Thug?
Yeah, it was like a year or two, wasn't it?
It might have been closer to two. No.
Let me see
pushing
here.
Pushing three?
How long?
Where's Mel? He was in jail for a minute. 900
days. More than.
900 days?
October 24.
Not quite 3 years.
In 24. He got out in 24.
Yeah, he got out around October last year, I believe.
So like May 2 22. And a quarter.
2.5 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or 2.25 years.
I'd still be on that phone. Let Kev tell it. I would still be on that phone.
There's so many people who I can talk about that I would never talk about, but I might as well talk about them because I ain't got nothing else to do.
I'm stuck in jail.
Yeah.
Hello, girl, let me tell you. I didn't never like Michael Jackson.
Right.
Okay? Dirty Diana. I like clean Diana.
So Kermit the Frog.
Why is he even Mexican?
Right.
That's why they call him the Spanish guy. And he ain't good at golf. Now, I got a hole in one time on Wii Golf. So I'm the one that should be making the content.
Kermit the Frog's legs is too skinny. That's what I've been wanting to say for a long time. Why they make his legs so skinny? Have they not seen frogs?
And low-key calling her Miss Piggy, fat phobic. I don't care if she's a pig. Y'all gonna add that gee to it. Fat phobic.
Fat phobic.
What you talking?
Like, truly, there is no... Wow. I think he was not expecting for any of this to come out.
Oh, you got a doo-doo, Angel. When that first phone call dropped, he probably was like, oh.
Like, oh, damn, they ain't even got to the real bad one. That's the thing. They,
he was
that's
probably
the
like, whew, they ain't got, I'm glad they posted that one.
Who and right. How are they getting them, y'all?
Somebody got the recorded. Somebody who done got fired that made sure they recorded everything on their phone.
Down to the jail? My God.
Is that considered public record?
I was talking to Mel about that. She says you can file a Freedom of Information Act for jail calls, but usually they're related to
a case.
The case somehow.
This is but just tea.
He was just like, and I don't like grilled cheese. I never did. Okay, I just had to eat it all the time. It made my stomach hurt.
He's but yeah, she something was crazy gonna come out.
Yeah, I was like, do you think these? Because it's like, from what I've seen on my Twitter timelines, it's been the Gunna fan pages that have been leaking them. But I'm like, I don't know how this works, obviously. But I imagine it's like whoever runs Gunna Daily went down to the Fulton County Jail website and was like,
give me everything.
Young Thug call, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if that. I imagine, I don't know, I've never done this, but I imagine even if it's public record, it might be like checking out a library book. Like, you got to write your name down on that little card.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I imagine whoever's submitting this.
But if somebody checks it out and then they get hacked, everybody gets it, though.
Everybody gets the content?
If somebody checks out the content and then somebody knows they have it and somebody gets to it, they can... Get it to whoever. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But it is, anybody can request, this is what they're saying, anybody can request it. So it really, you know, it's just somebody who said, I'm going to monetize it as well. Like, I would be mad as the person who was on the phone call and laughing. Like, when he was talking about Glorilla and calling her ugly, his girl was...
Mariah the Science scientist.
Was that Mariah? Who
I believe it's Mariah the scientist. Still, right? I don't know if she's really a scientist, though.
No, I think she went to school for biology. Hold on.
Did she really?
That rap name has never settled for me. It won't, like, cement itself. It feels very like we just threw it together.
I also don't know none of her musics.
Oh, I definitely don't. I don't know her face.
So she'd be like, chemistry, periodic table, elements, chemistry.
Yeah, she's pre-med.
Metals. Was she really?
Yeah, I think literally that's why it lines up.
I would then, Dr. Mariah would have made better sense to me.
Mariah the scientist.
Then Mariah the scientist is just too many words for me.
She's
not a rapper. She sings.
She like Summer Walker.
Oh,
I've seen this. You know any of her musical
songs? I'd know something blue something just because I thought it was Summer Walker, and I was like,
listen to Mariah the scientist. You're not gonna like it though.
I've seen her face.
You guys aren't gonna like it.
I'm gonna lock it. Is it Burning Blue?
Yeah, I think that's
listen to Mariah the Scientist's new album, Periodic Table. Let's see if Angel likes it.
She was born in 1997.
Oh, that baby ain't gonna make no music. We gonna like Angel. It ain't her fault.
Somebody said R&BBL music. God.
I've heard this song before.
You heard it?
It's on TikTok, I think.
You
didn't get to the hook. You guys never get to the hook, man.
We're supposed to get to this. What's supposed to happen when we get to the hook?
Let's get to the hook.
Oh, you exit out.
Yeah, I hit X.
Ooh, fever. It was flat.
Right.
Is this the hook?
Yep.
Has it happened?
Yeah, we're in it. We're inside of
this
the
is
hook.
The chorus?
We've been inside of it.
We've been?
The nursery rhyme pattern. This is the end of the hook. Now we're out of it.
I think that's
I'm
one
easy,
of my
bro. You give me a melody, I'm locked.
That's what I think.
Bro.
A lot of my problem is I don't know. I feel like
there's no bridge, there's no structure I just anymore. Feel like it's just song. Angel, that was some auto tune. That you would have been Mariah the Scientist.
That song and.
Kevin be blocked again. I'm not even being mean.
I don't want it.
This is how you get blocked, though. 100%.
That sound like drugs to me.
The fact that you're looking around,
bro, because I literally don't. How do I? How do you know?
You like
bridges and stuff used to be. I don't. At the risk of sounding like old nigga, I feel like you used to know verse, chorus, bridge, chorus, verse, van. I feel like that stuff was like defined.
That's big TikTok. You've like got time I'm for bridges in big songs.
You sound like you're high.
Yes, absolutely. That's what that sounds like. And it sounds like do like this to your eyes. You see how everything gets blurry.
That's blurry.
That's this. That's that music. Like I can't really see straight.
You guys are not for real, bro.
That's what it sound like to me.
Beautiful gown.
It sound like. Come on. That's what it sounds like.
You just woke up.
You get that early cataracts. You're trying to blink it out.
My eyes are blinky.
Yes, blink it
My
out.
My eyes are blinky.
That's what it sounds like. Yes, haze music. Man. That's what haze. Clear it out.
You guys are brutal.
Clear it out.
I'm not being mean.
Just let the song play, man.
And I'm going to be depressed. That's what it also, why I just, everybody, I want everybody to stop feeling their emotions so much because that is the emotion of this generation. It's I am sad, but I want to have a good time and I want to vibe out.
Listen one more, Angel. This is Always and Forever featuring Lil Baby.
I don't know this one.
All right, this has 50.
This better not be a sample of Always and Forever.
It might be
with Luther. He been getting sampled a lot lately.
Do you hear the hazy? You hear the warpy? Yes.
It's that lo-fi beat.
Is this featuring Lil Baby or vice versa? They said Chris, play the Chris Brown one.
They said play the Chris Brown one, Kevin.
Huh?
They said play the Chris Brown one.
I
See, I probably wouldn't listen to that one.
Why? Okay. They, it sounds just like the other one.
Wait, T Grizzly? The one with T Grizzly and Chris Brown and Mariah the Scientist? Oh, man,
that sounds angry.
I don't know.
T Grizzly always sounds like he's about to shoot somebody.
I love T Grizzly. First day out, nigga. This song's called IDGAF.
Oh, this first sounded like
I said it sounded angry.
Boot up. That's what I thought it was at first, the first couple of chords.
Bitty bottom, boot up. Ah! Let's just keep going.
You didn't get to it.
Angel got 42, it. Y'all.
She caught the vibe.
I want to eat grape nuts right now and a Werther's original. I can't do it.
I don't.
They said play Aura. Listen, she got hits in the chat.
Does she? I don't get it. I don't understand. Is it not for me to understand?
Kevin's going through a crisis right now.
I am literally becoming more bald. I feel like a newspaper is materializing in my hand.
These babies don't sound like they got teeth. It's very unenunciated.
You're not letting the song cook.
I could have listened to the same song three times in a row.
They all sound alike.
This is the last one. This is Aura, and I'm not doing nothing else.
They don't have no teeth. They got a tongue and gums and a little bit of lips.
Okay,
a little more upbeat.
But it's still warpy. Wipe the crust off of it. It's that lo-fi
YouTube.
Wipe the crust. No. Oh. No. Okay, we're about to be at a hook, hopefully.
Okay, you know, I would probably listen to Burning Blue over those three.
They're all the same, Josh. It's just we heard Chris Brown on one. So I now get...
Burning Blue is a different song. I think those two songs are similar. Burning Blue is
1993.
I know, I can feel it.
Okay.
But I'm respecting you.
Oh, it's cool, man. No, Burning Blue. I'm saying as a song structure, there is a melodic hook in Burning Blue. Now, I'm not saying it's state-of-the-art singing. Let's not cross that bridge for the bridgeless song. However, but I would let that song play if it came. If I was on a walk, I'd probably let it play.
You know when you used to have to like tune the TV, the antennas to get the picture real clear? It's like they said, fuck it. We can kind of see the image behind it. That's what this is. That's what it is to me.
Okay,
you're going to bounce it out some Leon Thomas?
They're going to come in hard.
That's what it is. Music clear. Nigga on that drum.
Now it's time I let you.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Now we talking.
This was the softest singer we had in our entire generation.
Okay, if you want to have a little metal, this is very clearly the verse to the song.
You know what song has the same drum pattern? Coasting by Victoria Monet.
What is it called?
Coasting by Victoria Monet.
Oh, Coasting.
I love that song.
It's a great song.
Tell me if you want me to.
Chorus!
I wanna make it good
for you!
Right there.
Now, I'm gonna jump in every time and do it every time.
Good for you!
Okay! Now the nigga singing now!
If you want me to.
Yeah! Do that, science! Now we're back to the verse.
All I dream about is love for years. Get it, not to. To make me
feel like this.
And this is what I
put. I know I'm an old nigga because I just want to listen to this.
Oh no. Get it. You better two-step, nigga. Oh, it worked just awful. Real. Got more. feel than any man in this world. I got to know how you feel, yeah. If you want me to give you all my time, I want to make it good for you.
You better get up. You better get up there, Angel. You better get up there and get it.
If you want me to.
That's all I want to know. Bridge.
Now I time my life.
Bridge.
You know.
We're bridging, Angel.
We should take it slow.
Give me a bridge. Y'all want me walking through the water? Give me a bridge. It's going to take you forever to get over there without a bridge.
It's a new beginning. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. The man voice just comes in there
at
out of
the
nowhere.
First time. At 2 minutes to the song, nigga. Nigga, ain't said nothing. You shut up and be until I point to you. I ain't going to point you to 217.
Tell me,
man.
Tell me.
A whole nother minute left. And now they want to be old.
And she is the softest singer out of all of our singers. Because okay. The rest were, they were giving now, us now, that.
And since we over here. Since a nigga going to be singing loud.
You know what this is? This is we have cleared it up.
We're clearing it up.
I can see.
You know what's funny, though?
Is we're clearing it up.
Like, what? Mariah caught the biggest stray of this whole topic.
Oh, I know. She did.
We're going to get back to him. Don't you worry.
I didn't even know. I was trying to figure out why she was a scientist.
I thought she was a scientist.
Now, I don't know how anybody can sing this song. It's so hard.
First thing going to do is punch you in the mouth.
Get here.
This never come. Bow, nigga.
Nobody's supposed to be here.
I'm singing for Ralph doing Whitney's voice in the movie.
I tried that love thing for the last time. My heart says no, no.
This song doesn't have a bridge. I've talked to the song.
Nobody supposed to be here.
Yeah, it does. They lie.
Does it?
No. That's a hook. That's a bridge to me.
She's from Toronto, no?
He's wrong.
Start with the chorus. Now, verse me, Deborah. I can hear what she's saying. I can hear the words, Angel.
I don't even care.
Turn around. Again, love has knocked me down.
Get up there, Tanksley.
Come on. So bad. Instead of
the wind.
So I chained my heart under lock and key. Take some time and take care of me.
Ooh, yeah.
But I turn around and you're standing here. You get here.
Come on, how?
Nobody's supposed to be here.
Yeah.
I tried that love thing for the last time.
And what happened?
My heart said no. Nobody's supposed to be here.
I got the bus. My long and changed
my mind.
First. Walking in the grass with no shoes on. Because I know I'm a flat-footed singer, nigga. Don't need no shoes. Feet to the grass, nigga. Don't need no shoes. Offset strap.
I said those words. I have learned. This lovely black butterfly.
Come on, sing.
My wings.
Love can make you work.
Love can make you do.
You better get busy, Deborah. Let them know, Deb. Deb.
Ooh, yeah.
Deb.
What you gonna do?
But
so I turn around and you're standing here.
Change take key, it take it up.
Standing here.
Come on,
no, nobody. No.
Get up there.
Yes.
This is the hook. This
Keep
is
sweat.
The bridge. This is the bridge. He's lying. This is the bridge.
It's a repeat. It's a repeat.
This is the bridge.
No, no.
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 Come on. just screaming now. Oh!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You better go, Angel.
I tried it over and over. My heart said no, 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 no.
By this time, blood is coming out of right here. But it came
out. All right, I'm sweating now. You get the point.
Change my mind. That's how you get a KC what? I mean, JoJo.
What, boy? When, give me like, give me life, boy.
I saved it, but I haven't watched it. They finally talked about what
I saw it on Army Money.
Yes.
He said, man, we couldn't hear ourselves.
He said, what happened? Give me life, boy.
Give me life, boy.
You can't get that out of
blues. Life, life.
You can't get that
life,
type
life,
of
life, life.
You can't get that type of comedy out of Blue Fire.
I just, what I know, and I know we sound old, Angel. I know we sound so old. But even it ain't Money Long. She got, she do it for me.
She don't do it for me.
Oh. She do it for me. Leon's Thomas.
Leon do it for me.
Leon do it for me.
Leon do it for me. But Leon been around doing it.
He was, so he was a backyardigans.
I know.
He was a little backyardigans.
And the backyardigans sang like 1990s. Yeah, they did.
Tyrone was his name. All the names. They get that backyardigans nigga name.
They
Tyrone.
Said, you going to be Tyrone. Victoria Monet do it for me.
I like Victoria Monet.
She do it
for She me. Do it for me. So it ain't even, I think there's just a, like a style of like, lo-fi scratch scratch.
It's a style of I'm not going to tune this TV
it's
to this
It's just
channel.
The beginning of the record player. When it ain't found, it's just then the music start.
But how do they put that tone on their voice too?
I don't
that
know.
That bacon grease.
Got to get that grease.
I know. But you know what? That's what their audience wants. So and, praise and the Lord that they figured that out. That's
Coco Jones?
I like a couple I of like her Coco. Songs. Yeah.
I honestly, if I'm being very honest, I like when them niggas sing like the music that I already like.
Right.
I mean, that's where the market is.
But I feel like Victoria Monet's not writing songs that feel like 90s R&B. But she's I think a couple. She's writing good songs.
Yeah, yeah, she's a great songwriter.
I just
need
the song structure,
she's been,
Angel.
She's been a good songwriter, too.
Yeah, she was writing for Ariana Grande. Mm-hmm.
But listen, she hooked a lot of us in, even though she has way more records since before on My Mama.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah,
see,
yeah.
But she took something that we... Precious.
Yes. Oh, that nigga mama, Justin Bieber, that Purpose album, them first four songs, that white male was singing. Mm. I said, sing, white male. Mm. He said, privilege.
Uh-huh. Will do.
He was singing. I haven't listened to Swag 2 yet. And Swag 1, I didn't.
You didn't like Swag 1 at all?
I don't
know. You got to get on a song that with an artist I already like, and then I'll give you a chance
That's
outside
that
of
feature.
That. Yeah.
That feature is key.
Because that girl, Ella May, she did a song with Usher. And I said,
what song was that?
Don't want to waste my time. Don't want to waste your time. It sounded like a roller skating song.
But even Boot Up was the first thing that I heard from her. I was all like, Boot Up.
I actually hate that song.
That's a hood classic now.
You hate Boot Up?
They were
boot
playing
up.
That, man. When I was still outside, they were playing that in the club. And every man was singing. Once or twice. More as a photographer than anything.
Yeah, right.
But you dance.
He be over it.
Is that what Josh be doing?
No, I was always just ducked off because I love people watching. And that's the best place to do it.
I want to go back in time. I want to experience the club of yesteryear when people.
You missed it.
I missed it being saved.
Oh, man.
And you had reprobated mind.
No
you wouldn't
phones,
have fun.
No phones, era?
No phones, no section. I want to be sweaty and
knees
no,
good. Don't.
Yeah, I do. No, I want the don't. Nelly Hot in Here video club.
Your ankle would have been hot then, Kevin.
Nah, I was young, Josh. I'll be like.
After then, you back it up and stop and wop, drop it like it's hot. And I can do and drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. CMB, make it drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop, you keep going. I can do that.
Oh, hazy. Click, click. Click, click, crack.
I heard some clicking.
I heard a snap crack.
What song?
Cash Money? Juvenile?
Back that thing. Angel, okay, you know Kev doesn't know like that.
Get to that part.
Not like that. Ooh.
If you got to stretch, it really kind of.
Angel, please don't.
If you got to stretch, Angel, it really tells you everything you need to know.
Are you happy? Is it happy?
Hold on.
There's only 50 seconds left. Let me back up.
It's a Lil Wayne verse, right?
I want to be in the club with Liz, like, oh, not too much. Not too much, Liz. Not too much, Liz. Hold on.
You gotta be
brace. Too much booty,
you gotta be braced against the wall, Kev.
There's too much booty left. Whoa, Liz. Your booty's everywhere.
Oh my God.
To the wall, Liz. Hold on.
Where's the party?
Hold on.
Knock that pussy out, Kev.
Oh my God. The booty's everywhere.
Oh God, Angel.
He's popping on a handstand.
Oh, that's exactly.
Oh, it's the very end. The last 30 seconds left. Okay. You want me to skip to the end?
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
Now.
Get it, Angel! You okay, let it down a little slow. You gotta let her know. There it is. Test it out. Okay. There it is. She got it now. That's Angel! Go, Angel! Bow, okay? You know what? Get yourself.
Bow. I didn't have the energy for the last one.
She had to warm it up.
Yeah.
She had to let it down like it was slow. She couldn't really drop it like it was hot.
I don't know.
She had to kind of lay it in.
It was more of a lower.
Laid in like it was warm.
Lower if you can.
Lower if you can. with safety.
My knees is still good, but the thighs.
When you need to twerk and you first do this.
Oh yeah, you gotta make sure.
You gotta open.
You got other stuff to do.
No, but you got. Yeah. You gotta open up that hip flexor.
You gotta open up the. You know, I know. Your back will tighten up.
You know, the girls, they be down.
They be there. Crack, 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 crack.
And I can't. I don't know how they get their ass to stay there. They do stuff.
Yeah, and they do stuff.
I can get here, but then do something.
It's like drummers. It's so many isolated motions.
There's isolated. You doing different something beats. With both hands and both feet. How do you? But anyway. Back to Young Thug.
He called.
My question is, as a street nigga, see, I'm not a street nigga. So I feel like,
really?
I know. People have gotten so
confused. El
Paso? The streets of El Paso were quite safe.
You were with the essays over there?
No, I was on the military base.
Okay.
Military base. People would, if you heard me, the Kev on stage jail tapes leak, first of all, I'd be like, what'd you cook? Okay, you went with the shepherd's pie?
Angel, need a second? Hmm? Wait a second.
No, I'm great.
Okay.
I'm in shape. Okay. Yeah. And I got a cookie wrapped up here that I ordered from Uber
Angel,
Eats
2 days
ago.
Angel, can I say something to you?
I don't know.
It's food related.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I'm ever going to be, I don't know what my best is going to be.
I don't think you've already seen it. The best is no longer yet to come. It has yet gone.
You just reminded me of a video I need to make. There's a picture I have on my Facebook of me when I was performing. I took my shirt off and I had a tank top on, black tank top. And I looked great to me, Kevin. And it was the worst thing that ever happened to me. Because the next day, I went back to that Boeing and I had a cheeseburger at 8:47 and a Dr. Pepper.
At 8:47?
Y'all got to remember, I got to that Boeing factory at 4:30 a.m.
I don't care.
So my lunch was at
10.
My lunch
should
was at
look
9.
Like breakfast.
Nah, because I already had breakfast. I had breakfast at 5.
Did you breakfast?
Nah, you can't go double break.
Yes, you can.
Nah, because that breakfast don't hold you.
But you can't do burger at 8 something in the morning.
But that's my Friday. You know how people say Thursday, that's my Friday. That 8:57 is like my 12.
God, dog.
Where did you get the burger from?
From the factory.
They were making burgers.
Yeah,
early?
Man, Boeing 24/7, you make them. They making burgers all day.
Because they got those big contracts. They
yeah, them people, the third shift, they start work at 10.
They're Russian planes. That's
yeah, mine. Brother. So you walk over to that. And they cooking good down to the Boeing.
Really?
Oh, my God. They kept them people who said, they could eat. Y'all ate good.
Was that welding?
That was welding.
They look like
that
spray
or
paint.
Spray paint.
That's what it looked like. Spray
I don't
paint.
Know how to hold. What's the trigger on a welder? It's not at the top.
I think it's, no. You're here.
You're here?
You don't want to put your hand close to the torch, man.
I don't work with my hands. All I do is hold the microphone and yap. You hear me? But anyway, I've been thinking about that donut shop. Since you said Saturday, since you said we can do Saturday, I said I could get a treat.
Oh, keep it.
Saturday's your treat day?
I be having too many treats.
Yes, you do. That's why I said, when you said, what is your best going to be?
My new best, what it could be.
Welcome. You have reached it.
This is it?
I think so.
That's okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with this being your best.
Why'd your voice go up when you said that?
Because I'm like, I'm not going to be that nigga. I can't be that person who is like how Tony be. Like, I'm dead serious about this. I mean, he sometimes has biscuits and sometimes has pancakes, but for the most part,
that's because Tony has a low self-esteem. See, he thinks of his fat self in a negative way. We don't.
Interesting. That's a really good perspective.
I do not.
Tony talks about his fat self if he was the worst big thing.
That big Tony Bacon.
Yeah. Man.
Tony Bacon, literally. And bacon's we good. Go, and bacon's good.
Bacon is good for me.
It's very good, especially the thick cut pieces, like the ones they have at Whole Foods.
With the little pepper. We're off track. Anyway, let's move on. Speaking of white people, did you see Drewski's sketch?
I was blown away.
Shouts to the makeup artist.
The fact that he had the farmer's tan within the white skin, looking at the makeup for the first 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That makeup artist, I followed her. Mm-hmm. I said,
she's
I got amazing.
This. I hope she's so famous.
She lives in Atlanta. She did makeup on Weapons. The Jordan Peele, not Jordan Peele. The reason Jordan Peele fired his company. It's a recent movie.
Okay, got it. Football.
That's him.
Okay, I don't know what
it is. It's the one where the kids disappear. It got the girl from Ozark in it. Yeah, what's the
name?
platinum curly hair girl.
Julia Garner. First of all, this nigga was in Weapons and Fantastic Four.
You talking about the white girl?
Yeah, okay. Nigga's relative. This white woman was in Fantastic Four and Weapons. They was both in theaters at the same time.
That's what I'm talking about.
They might not have been in production at the same time, though.
No, for sure they weren't. Weapons did not take nearly as much time as Fantastic Four did. Anyway, Drewski is up there with the greatest character actors to me. No, like in years past, he would have been on Saturday Night Live.
It's only gotten better too. This is the first time he like hired hair and makeup.
He was a white man before. He was a white black man in the hood.
Oh yeah,
he was like that fake white and that one didn't go nearly as viral. It wasn't on the news. This one ended up on Fox News.
This crossed over.
Yeah, because the white people were they took issue with him.
Blackface, we can do blackface.
Do it.
Yeah, please.
Do it.
We know y'all been doing it at home.
Y'all ain't never stopped.
Put the record it. Put it.
Do
up.
It. That, you know that Delroy Lindo character? You want to say it so bad? Say it. Say it. I thought that was from a real thing. I was like, what new show did Delroy do? But anyway. Yeah, I was going to say, he would have been a Mad TV, Living Color, Saturday Night Live. It's actually a testament to how the world has changed that I don't think he could be any bigger if he were on Saturday Night Live.
No.
Oh, he wouldn't be.
It feels like it might be a regression.
It would be.
You don't get 200 million views on Saturday Night Live.
Hell no.
Not even
And you
best.
Can't do that sketch.
No, they're not doing that.
Their best hasn't done.
What's the best Saturday Night Live thing you see? The funniest thing I've seen on Saturday Night Live in a long time is Eggy Boom. That doggone steak sketch where the table was shaking.
Oh, mm-hmm. That was good.
Yeah.
Her stuff.
That was good. And the news segment where they're going back and forth on who was the not victim, who was the person getting arrested. If it's a black or whale, a black or white
With Colin and Michael Shea, the Weekend Report thing where they're going over
crime over the week, and they're waiting to reveal who if it's a white or black person that did it.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I like Keenan. What's up with that? What's up with that?
I think Keenan's in that one too.
What's up with that? But
glad you love it.
His could have been Fest Angel. He got like Snoop performing Soulja Boy. He's going on tour with Soulja Boy. Like it's a massive thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like his character acting is so good. I don't think some of them white people knew he was not white.
Well, no, because that makeup. It was also that makeup.
Absolutely.
That makeup was like impeccable. She's real good with skin, whoever that is. You know what? I don't see Drewski the exact same way you see him.
Oh, tell me.
I do think he does good character work. I wouldn't say amazing. What I do think Drewski's biggest skill is, he's unafraid.
I wish I could do some of the stuff he does.
He is, that's the biggest thing. He is unafraid. He will do stuff that is such like, you can't do that. When he was being the old Q.
I was going to ask.
He stood in it.
He never got pressed about it either.
He did.
Well, not enough to move his needle though.
No, Josh, people put caps lock.
You so dumb.
That's, how much more can you
he
press on
the internet? He got pressed in face to face as well. Like,
oh, he did?
Yes. But Drewski,
take it down.
Drewski don't care. That is his biggest advantage. That is his biggest muscle. Is that whatever comes into that goofy mind of his, he will say, he will do, and that will.
And he won't delete.
That's the other thing. Because, like, his could have been records, like the auditions, some of the stuff he says out loud. You just like,
it's group chat at best. Yeah, or roast me.
Yeah, it's not group chat. It is face to face. I say this about this person, but not to them, to someone else. It's what's his name? Who did we just finish talking about? Thug. It's Young Thug.
In the audition, when he asked the stud, he asked somebody, "Are you a stud?" And then they go, "Yes." He's like, "Oh, they're starting them young." And I was. It's stuff like that that I'm like, bro, I feel like only you'd push yourself to say this out loud, and everybody's just like, oh, it's Drewski at this point.
Yeah, so that's more so. It's not that
I think he's a good character actor.
I said good. I didn't say I he wasn't good.
I think he's also a cultural anthropologist. When he's Kyle Rogger, he don't do Kyle Rogger no more, but the white frat guy he used to do, the notes are so on. When he's the conscious rapper dude, like, they would have built sketches around him 20, 30 years ago. What was Matt TV? Late 90s?
Late 90s.
Yeah, okay.
Is it shock factor of, like, I can't believe he's doing this and makes it funny, though?
Yes.
I do believe I think that plays into it.
I agree to Angel's point in that sense. I think I like probably 60% where I genuinely laugh of Drewski stuff, because for me, I'm just like, dang, he's really, like, putting people out like this that act like this, as well as putting himself in the situation of, like, I'm about to get cooked on the internet. Like this last one, we were talking about this the other day. I was like, do you think he actually just showed up and started shooting stuff?
You can't get on that NASCAR track without somebody's approval.
That's what I'm saying, though.
I don't know who approved, because that wasn't like a... That was looked like a real NASCAR event.
It was on the track.
Like, now, I don't see NASCAR being like, come over here, but Desi Banks, he be on location too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He was at the airport, looked like a real airport.
I don't think they knew exactly what all his character was going to say and do, but I'm sure.
Him spitting on the black dude was like.
Yeah, and he is Drewski. Like, these white people are not that ignorant of because their white kids love him.
For sure. You can't get that big with only black people.
But yeah, I think Drewski is a good character actor. I would not say like the best or great, but because he is willing to not just like toe the line, cross over it, take a dump over there, leave it over there.
And then be on the doo-doo.
Yes, and then come back over, is I think one of the things that makes his stuff like so shareable, because more so people are like, no, this nigga didn't.
And it'd be very meta. And it'd be so mad, it'd be super accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. All right, moving on.
Moving on.
We spent a lot of time on music. Kelly Price went smooth off.
Oh, this was like a week or so ago.
Yes. People in the Patreon were putting it on, like asking us to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't find what happened. So I asked the Twitter what happened. And this was a live, I guess. I didn't get all of it, but this must have been the most inflammatory part.
I said, not there yet. I'm letting you have it right now, because ain't nothing you can do about that. And while you looking for a new job, I'm still going to be selling out theaters and venues, looking like a fat slob in clothes that you said that I look nasty in. And my feet are so damn big, and who dressed me? I'm still going to be making my money. I don't even do this, but I'm so sick of black people and their bullshit. I'm saying what I want to say. You got a problem with what I'm saying, and you know, Lord, pray for me. Because I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. Okay? I'm not there yet. Black women, you are some of the most nasty, disrespectful people on God's planet earth, the things that you say about other black women, but you're an activist and you are educated and you are this and you are that and you are the other. Find yourself, because a degree does not give you class. Find yourself, because a degree ain't going to get your stupid into heaven. Find yourself, because being a keyboard thug on social media ain't going to do nothing but get your ass whipped when somebody walk up on you that don't know, that you don't even know is watching you. I said what I said.
All right, Angel, as a black woman, resident black woman, mother of four and wife, I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
She mad. She big mad right now. She big mad. And I think she knows that most of her audience, the people who are most interested in Kelly Price, are black women. So I think she also knows who her haters would be as well. I do think it's an unfortunate generalization that it's black women that she's like, we're nasty. Can we be? Yes, I just watched.
So nasty, so rude.
So nasty, so rude, so nasty. We are also, it's one of those like dualities. Like we're also some of the most supportive people in the world. Like I don't think you know what support is until you have a black woman who really supports you in your corner. Like I don't think you've ever experienced real support until a black woman supports you. Mm-hmm. However, comma, with that comes, when we don't, we get really, really, really mean. So it's a sad generalization, but it's also unfortunately sometimes true. We just watched our good friend Tab go through something that made no sense whatsoever. And it's just like, really, y'all just took the time and made think pieces about this. Just two.
And the thing is, she's not even the first person to say something like that.
You've said it multiple times.
I was going to say.
You've said it multiple times.
Maybe I should shut my fat mouth. Because I have said this. I just said it on the podcast 2 weeks ago. Yes. And Tab has said it multiple times. Yes. Which tells me Tab hasn't changed. People's opinion of her has. Because I have said that was my truth for so long. And guess what, Angel? It may be my truth again one day. Listen. That's why I've said that.
True tales.
Nigga, like, you've been in the business for a long time, the acting business. It ain't sustainable forever for people. Mm. The same way the man from The Cosby Show was down at Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. Nigga, if I gotta eat,
I'm gonna work.
Food, survival, safety is human need. If they hate Kev and I can't tell no jokes or whatever, and I got to go boop down to Trader Joe's like Elvin. Was it Elvin?
I don't know.
Elvin? It's Elvin. Mm-hmm.
If I got to scan your stuff, and I think Trader Joe's got a compliment at least
you
one of these.
You're going to get fired, though.
I don't know. I will. For sure. I feel like gig economy might be better for me, but Trader Joe's, the thing about gig economy is it's hard for the health insurance. Mm-hmm. Trader Joe's, you get the health insurance. But before I get fired, I'm going to be scanning.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I still going to be telling my little jokey-jokies if I got to do that. Side.
So I get her sentiment, because especially when you're on the receiving end of the hate.
Vitriol. What? Do you know what happened?
No. I'm guessing based off what she said, people were talking about how she was dressed as somebody must have called her a slob or talked about her physical appearance.
I didn't see it either,
but I'm basing Alvin. Off of what she Alvin. Said. And you said Elvin?
I said Elvin. Oh. You know that 42.
Mm-hmm. So
her shoes looked huge. What where was she at, y'all? The outfit was terrible. I saw it in the Shade Room. I don't be on the Shade Room.
Listen,
see if I can look it up. Can
when we went down to the alley.
Oh my
to
god.
To get the comments for the when our short-lived show of Here's the Thing reacts, I can almost guarantee every nasty comment.
Oh my god,
was a black woman.
So I can't find the outfit, but yes, I agree with you. Can I tell
say
you a
Elvin
comment
is correct?
It is Elvin?
Yeah, I was like, I don't recall Elvin. That Elvin, sounds so like a chipmunk.
Alvin was a chipmunk. He was a leader. And he was the only one that got a letter on his shirt. Okay? That's not fair. Simon and Theodore, they deserved letters.
They didn't respect trios back then, though.
They didn't. Let me tell you what comment got to me the other day. And I said I wasn't going to bring up no negativity, but it was actually more harsh than just saying something's not funny. Somebody on online said, "Now I adore Kev on stage, but I'm watching Churchy. And now is it supposed to be funny? Because I'm not laughing." I said, "No, come on." I was this close to responding, but I said, "I'm not going to respond to negativity. I'm not going to make no video, but I can't talk to my friends about it."
You responded to positive comments?
Is
that still working?
That's still working.
Okay, good.
I've been avoiding negativity, but Threads and Twitter will show you. You don't even have to search your name no more.
Don't go over
They here. Will be, "Hey, Kev, see what the nigga said about you?"
I don't see that.
Now, I said to myself, if I were to respond, I'd be like, "Now, you can just say you don't like Churchy or it's not funny, but it is very clearly attempting to be." Now, very clear. If you don't like the joke, every joke don't hit. But to be like, "Now, is it supposed to be funny?" That's actually worse than just saying, "I don't find it funny." Mm-hmm. You can say it. "Kev ain't funny in Churchy." I am the straight man in Churchy. I don't get to say the joke is nearly as much. To hear is the principal on Abbott Elementary for Churchy. He get to do all the fun stuff. Mm-mm. Rodney get to do fun stuff. Sharon get to do fun stuff. Corey is the straight man. He's the Janine. Maybe I get a joke sometime, but I don't get the joke all the time. But my point is, to your point, it's black people watching Churchy. If somebody's going to love it or hate it, I don't think it's going to be a white person who ain't never been to church and be like, "I don't get it or like it." They probably ain't down to the BET
Plus.
They ain't
over there at the BET Plus.
They ain't down to the BET Plus watching it. So my critics and my supporters going to be my hue.
There you go.
Now, if I were an athlete, I probably would have both. You know what I'm saying? Because they fans of the team or whatever. But I feel like Kelly Price, I'm trying to remember. There was a thing that happened with her a year or two ago. She'd be having flare-ups on the internet from time to time. It was like
she disappeared. COVID. Something.
That's what it was. And somebody went to her house. Or fans were going to her house or something.
Yeah, somebody went to her house to check on her. Because it was a fan, right? I don't know if it was a fan or a sister-in-law or something. It was very confusing. And then she got online again in a dark room. I need her to get front-facing light. And I'm not a hateful black woman, Kelly. I need front-facing light.
What's the rental car stuff?
you say flare-ups like eczema. Right.
Yeah, well, that she be having it. But it's gonna be black people. It probably felt good as hell to go off on them. But now you have offended the people. So if all your fans are black, your haters, all the people who are aware of you is black. That means your fans and maybe even some of your fans don't like the outfit, right? If I pull up to the red carpet and my outfit's not hitting, it could be a fan of mine like, "Kev, that them shoes ain't it, that outfit ain't it, it doesn't look good." You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case is, I don't think every time people talk about you or criticize you, they are not necessarily your haters. They could be supporters who just don't like the thing. You know what I mean?
But we don't know what the words were that came over to it because we're missing that. We're missing the front part.
1,000%. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Because
that apparently was somebody who was a supporter who who made the snarky comment, "Is this supposed to be funny?"
And that's my point.
Yeah.
You led off with I adore. And I don't think that, I didn't even take that as like shade. I took that as you, okay, so I'm gonna say it like this. You can be a fan of, say, Kanye West, of whom I was a fan. I'm not even talking about the slavery stuff.
I'm talking about old Kanye.
Legitimately loved his albums, right? They went like, ooh. But didn't love Yeezus? Prior to the negativity and crazy stuff, Yeezus, I was just like, ooh, I don't really enjoy this musical notes.
But you wouldn't put, "Is this supposed to be good music?" Because I
fair.
Can't tell. There,
that's fair.
Just your taste at that point.
I would recognize that. Yes, that's a good point.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the part that's.
Or you just skip it and move on.
which is what I do.
Which is what most people do.
Yes, because I like movie directors and all type of artists. I don't like everybody's everything, and I don't expect everybody to like all my everything.
I didn't like Inception. Or not Inception. I didn't like Tenet.
Hated Tenet, and I hated Dunkirk even more.
And that's still one and of my Christopher favorite Nolan
still got three of my top five movies.
Okay, I don't know. I was like, what are we talking?
You didn't see Tenet?
No.
With that Denzel baby?
No, she don't. It's, the movies are too dark for her.
If I can't turn it up. Turn up you the
didn't
ISO.
Like, oh, Angel, dark you didn't Knight. Like Dark Knight. You Tenet, it's not dark.
It's looking into this no, like that. No,
Angel, this doggone movie.
Your
is
brain literally.
It feels like 15 minutes at a time. I was watching
the movie.
House
I might have seen it. The movie is in reverse.
Oh, Joshua.
I might have seen it. I don't know. Marcus
John David. John David, when they were shooting, the bullets was like.
I definitely could have seen it.
Angel, it was so freaking confusing. I had to watch YouTube videos, and I still didn't understand.
Was he AI robot? No.
No, he was like future boy, past boy, all at the same time, boy.
I think I've seen it. And then they meet, and then it's still going in reverse of future boy and past boy.
Oh, they like meet. It's like one movie's playing forward, one movie's playing backwards, and then they meet each other.
I don't know.
At the beginning of the movie, it's like, I knew you from back then. You was young, and I'm you old. Anyway, I hated the crap out of that movie. And then I hated Dunkirk even more. And then I enjoyed the mom movie.
The point of the matter is, it's about the delivery of your critique. I can understand why someone who has invested money and time in your craft that actually makes it so that you can have a career does also feel like they have a right to express when they dislike something. Because they do take the time to express when they love something, and so it's not that fans should be not allowed to say this didn't hit the mark for me, mm-hmm. right? I think it is the way in which people decide to give their critique, as if they don't realize there is another human being that is receiving the yes. critique. So if somebody dislikes Kelly Price's outfit, right, yes. and they decided to be like, Kelly, I loved everything. The shoes weren't it for me, but everything else was great. That's one thing. But I think sometimes people really think of us as companies, like as a non-human entity.
Like Nabisco.
Right. And because they have access, like we are managing our own social media accounts.
We read in that stuff.
Right. So it's quite literally coming directly to us for us to absorb. So I think that's potentially what happened to her is yep. that she got some comments that were not tasteful, regardless of whether or not their opinion was legitimate in the sense of it might not have been the best fit for Kelly. Mm-hmm. It might not have looked that great on their body, but it's also like we are not a entity. We are actually a person. So it's not saying the new recipe on the crescent rolls that Pillsbury is doing is trash. That's one thing.
Yes.
But
it's like Cracker Barrel logo.
Yes.
Imagine if that was a person.
Yes.
Because that's what it feels like.
But we are.
We are Cracker.
We are the barrel. We are the cracker. So if you say, and I be getting negative. Look, listen, we just dealt with this with Mommy Confessions. And hopefully what she won't be mine.
What they said about Mommy Confessions?
No. So Quinn is a Tony. She's like a Tony. Very, very critical of her physical appearance. That's why she's always dressed better than everybody else mm-hmm. and always looks good because Quinn is going to put it on. So she will see a flaw before somebody else ever gets a chance to.
Mm-hmm.
But then if somebody calls that flaw out in any type of way, mm-hmm. it is like a spiral.
Yes.
So it's very much so her battling what she wants to say and comment back. And I'll be like, yeah, come on back. Because so many people said nice things. Come well, back at the back.
Our brains are not wired.
Come maybe the back of the back. And so I have to tell her, I'd be like, girl, people in real life have asked me if I was pregnant and touched my stomach.
They touch your stomach?
Yes.
A fan?
I don't know. No, I don't think they were fans. I think they were people. Are you pregnant? No, I am fat. No, I ain't fat girl.
That's insane.
I'm like, I guess. You
gave me a headache. I think I just got lightheaded because my laugh took up so much of the air in my brain. I had to like recalibrate. I fat, girl.
Especially, not to put it on everybody, but you know, a lot of the Asians that are first, that they are the immigrant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No type of, like, they don't understand societal norms here of what to say and not to. Get your nail. That's why I stopped getting my nails done at one place, because I was like, you bitch. If you don't get the fuck off, girl. It's like, I'm about to beat all you.
Let me tell you what. I ain't going to hold you. I am so glad that Churchy is on a place where you cannot comment.
No.
Oh, man.
I just don't. Imagine. And I know I probably would have so much support.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be in those, though.
Oh, no, that one, Kev can't really act. Kev,
Does it hurt you?
You know what, Angel? You it doesn't. Well, it's got boogers. There's a very active nasal passage. It's
the one closest to me.
Left nost?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big old honker.
Yeah. You were like, on Churchy, it was like, yeah, on Churchy, nigga. They be talking about me.
We be on here for so long. Your body's just working. It's like that booger got to materialize. Yes.
Go ahead.
Shoot. Let me tell you what I honestly wish, Angel. Mm-hmm. I just wish it was evenly distributed. Okay? You can say Kev can't act, Kev ain't funny, but I sure wish I could watch you at your job and be able to be like, ooh, checked out your last deck. It's a couple typeface errors. Okay. And one of your graphs doesn't actually end up to 100%. And then I'd love to just go to whatever your job is.
If that boogie's not gone.
It's not gone.
It's louder than you. Okay, something. You just did something. Must have fell out on your shirt.
No, I did it. I did it.
Another wipe. You got it.
I just want to be able to go to your job and give you the same treatment so everybody knows what it feels like.
I think it's a little different for some people too, though. Because some people just don't care about their jobs like that. This is something that you...
True. I want to go to what you care about then.
Exactly.
You think you made a good little steak sandwich?
Talk about their kids,
man. I want to bite it. Yeah, be like, ooh, this is a little tough.
You got to be about what they made, yeah.
Oh, your kid's ugly also.
I'm looking at this Kelly Price outfit. And he
sucked at football.
I'm looking at this Kelly Price outfit. This is it to the side. Let me see if I can turn it to the front. Let me show you what the front view looks like.
I don't speak on women, but...
Oh, how can I start this over again? I feel like somebody's
granny. I hate when I do that. I want you to close some of these tabs.
You see.
Jesus. Angel.
It's underneath.
You're not using all of those.
Angel, yes. you got to
Angel,
close
them. Angel, a lot of these are just the base of the next one. The Canva ones, because I go through that sometimes.
Yeah, maybe. I'll go through those.
Angel, you have 58 tabs.
That's just on Chrome.
This is all Canva.
You have Safari,
actually,
too?
Angel, this is Canva. This
your laptop is... Angel, how do you even keep this straight?
Why are you judging me?
This, okay, you're right. Beautiful gals.
Y'all see how they came over here and said, you get your life together, you fat, pregnant woman. And I'm not pregnant. Yeah, I did just see the outfit. And I see it wasn't the best outfit. It wasn't. It looked very much so thrown together, and she just got on stage. But you know what? Kelly's like, y'all are here for my voice.
She said, I'm finna sell out on you broke niggas. Go get a job, you DEI hires.
Yeah, she did.
My thing is, I feel like you might alienate the people who support you.
Yeah, she's definitely got to do a better job at the responses.
Yeah.
But I get why she responded that way. We don't all have, like, it takes... A lot of will, like,
man,
what's willpower. That word? Willpower.
Yes.
Takes a lot of training to get yourself out of the space of, I need to defend myself to you all.
Yes. It's very hard.
It is.
It's very hard. You want to defend yourself. You feel misunderstood. I've been Kelly Price. I felt misunderstood, but you can't lash out at the world. Because...
Well, you can, but there are repercussions.
For sure, you can. But you maybe made her feel better. But you won't ever, I guess my point is, you can't lash out at the world and make it stop.
Correct.
It's just gonna be more and more. And sometimes you just got to get off your chest. I feel like that's why Beyonce, she never says nothing.
Me and Tab were actually just texting, talking about this. And we've had this conversation. I truly believe that there is no new energy, right? I believe in that, whatever theory that is, that the energy that is here is the energy that is here. And there are people who carry a lot of negative energy and are looking for places to drop it off. And we just kind of have to not pick it up. And that is the hard part.
Nigga, say it again. Because I love that.
It's like there are people who don't even realize, due to their own mental health, emotional health, or just the environment that they're in, they literally are carrying so much negative energy, and almost in a way to try to, I don't know if it's persevere because they don't know how to transform that into positive energy. They're just like, I'm going to drop it off to you in the hopes that you pick that shit up.
And if I just,
yeah,
just get out the way. Let that go. Just yeah. Stand back.
I got to let that go. I can't take that on.
No, yeah. But you hit that comment button.
And now I done picked up your... Give me a hug. Because I'm not going to get both arms.
I'm trying come to. Around. You came to... You came now around rock,
come around. We'll come under.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, that's it.
There we go, friend.
I love that because now anytime I feel like your negative energy... Because there's some people I follow who are like that I eventually be like... I'd be like, you. Nothing's good enough happening. Mm-hmm. I feel like even just with your post, you just bring me down. I got to mute you. Sometimes I mute you because if I feel like you're a person who might be like, you ain't following me, mm-hmm. Let me mute you. Mm-hmm. But I can't go with you there.
Yeah.
Because it's always that.
Because you just took good energy that I had and turned it into something.
Yeah. Negative. And Tab is good energy. You're good energy. Thank like you. That's, I don't think we would work well together.
If we were negative,
if energy. You were just negative energy, I'd be like, bro, I just, because sometimes we know we done been on the road together. Mm-hmm. We done flown. LA is far from a lot of places. We done flown in and come straight here. If you had a negative energy on top of that, it'd be like, all right, we can't do because mm-hmm. I barely got the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I've been an assistant to people who used to love negative energy. And I remember, especially when I worked it was a temp agency. You know, I ain't never had big real temp, big job. Temp. There's this person, it was somebody else's assistant. I was assistant to the wife, she was assistant to the husband. I was calling the assistant to ask, and she came at me with like, and I said, hey, pause. I'm not sure what happened wrong in your day, because I'm not sure why you're giving me this. And she was like, you know what? She was like, my bad. I'm just so used to the foolishness that she asked for, talking about the wife.
Yeah.
That I ended up taking it out. And I was like, That's not what I'm trying to give you.
Yeah.
So don't give me that. I'm not 1,000%. Giving you this neck. Don't. We're not going to do volleyball back. Not volleyball, yeah. But volley back and forth with this damn negative energy. So yeah.
I also think Melissa did this one time. She was menopausing, and she was just like she talked about this on the podcast a few weeks ago. She was like just a little snippy. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to do this. I said, hey. I'm not your enemy here. She was like, fine, give me a hug then. But I think sometimes when you be like, I'm not going there with you, mm-hmm. then the negative energy goes. And I think ideas are the same way. Mm-hmm. I feel like
yes. The
ideas come into the world and it literally could be, we have all probably felt like I had an idea.
Yeah.
I didn't execute it. And then somebody else.
Yeah. 100%.
Go. Somebody said this to me when I was talking about this before, and somebody said, there's no ideas. Ideas don't have owners, only executors.
Yeah.
So if it get in your mind and you don't do nothing with it.
I've watched it happen to me all the time because I'm a slow executor. And I'd be like, well, there you go. That's your fault. Yeah. You could have done it.
Because that idea's just passing through. It done cotton right around in your brain. And it was like, Angel, I'm in the braids.
And the more someone is similar as you, the more you start to see, oh, those same ideas flow through their head.
Oh, I see comics. I see Pat, Tony, Tahir, all these people.
Because I'm just thinking about one that just recently happened.
And was it the mom?
Yes, but I came up with, I said, Angel, but you could do this version.
Yes.
Just hurry up and fucking do it.
Yes. Jamila Bell did a video of that doggone mom.
Oh, man, with the face.
It wasn't even Jamila's.
No,
it
I'm just
males.
Saying. And then I was just going to say, Mel Mitchell did the black mama in the documentary. And I said, I told
when she
both
was
of them.
Texting, when she-
I said, y'all, I told Jamila, I said, the biggest compliment I can give you is when I see your video and I realize no more ideas come, you've taken the best version. And then I saw Mel Mitchell's and I was like, well, God dog, I could have done that.
There's another verse. But actually, for me, it becomes a challenge. But then I usually fail the challenge because then I still don't execute is, okay, they have the idea that you had. Now, where is the other joke?
And that's what I do all the time. If I see Pat, Tony, Tahir, any of my people, any comic, they are the most who be on my stuff. Mm-hmm. Isaiah J now. Isaiah J been cooking my behind. He been doing
who that baby. Tell me, explain more so I can get his face.
He's in the he's in the praise team of Churchy. He's the only man in the praise team. He's the happy birthday song.
Yeah, to you. Got him. Yeah,
that's
happy
him.
Happy birthday to you.
That's him. He's been cooking me, and sometimes I'd be like, okay, here's my other angle.
He's quick too.
Josh.
He doesn't miss anything.
I'd be like, the moment I found out about the thing, I scroll two more scrolls. Video. And he's there. Or I found out because of him.
Yeah.
It's because you're promoting a show and a book. Stop doing that shit and get these ideas
low
out.
Low-key, Angel, no funny stuff. I have to remind myself of that often because I realize, like, for example, me and Josh was on set all day Thursday, and I was away from my phone, and I got in the Uber to go home, and I was like, man, these people killed today. And I realized I first of all, I don't want my whole job always to be sauce on the internet, chicken sandwich, whatever it is.
And that set was promoting something else completely different.
Yes. Yes.
No.
And that's the goal. So I'm going to have to lose.
That's the give and take.
Some of those internet things. But the return on that is usually what I'm filming becomes my own content that nobody else can post.
Yeah.
Because it is my own original ideas versus like coming through the internet.
I was on a plane. That's what I was doing.
When you messed up? You missed out on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like.
Because you was over there getting paid. Sometimes I tell myself that, Angel. I'd be like, the money I made today is more than I would have made from this video likely going viral. Because that'd be the only piece I give myself because I can't do it all. And somehow I go home, I get really tired. I want to get into this before we got
to
go.
Get to it.
Yes, please.
Your namesake.
I'm a baby.
Angel Reese. She's not playing games. She got suspended from her game yesterday, for the first half for conduct detriment to the team.
Comments, right?
Talking about with the stuff that she said about open agent. What is it called?
Free agency?
Ooh. Free agency? You talking about those comments?
Yeah. Well, it was like that article with...
Yeah.
As a black mother of four and wife, I'm curious of your thoughts first.
Listen, when I read... So, I got to read it all in... Not in real time, but in chronological order.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I saw the comments, what she said, I was like, oh, this sound not good. Meaning... While I thought she was valid in how she felt, mm-hmm. It makes the team that she's current, the teammates that she's currently with, sound very mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
To be like, I came here to play with the best, and we better get better players because that's what we should have, not the shit we got this year.
This nigga like, coming off a broke knee, you think she's the future? Oh, busted ACL? She ain't.
I was like, this and to me, not knowing she was suspended yet, I was like, ooh.
Well, she got suspended for two different reasons. One of her suspensions was for having too many technicals, right? So after a certain amount, I think after eight, if you get it, or seven, you get eight.
She sound like my namesake right there.
You get
a bunch of techs.
Yep, you get a suspension.
Call me
for
technology
that.
Angel. Yeah. Tech.
That tech angel. Technical angel.
Hilarious. Tech chick angel. But then she got suspended for the first half of a game for the comments.
Yeah. So when I read the comment, when I read the article, I, as a non-part owner of...
Oh, about to say, don't you say not a non-sports person, because you are
no,
that.
No, I am. Okay. The award-winning athlete, not for athleticism. I, as a non-owner of the Chicago Skies, Jesus Christ, was like, this does not sound like nice words to say. However, they might be very true.
First of all, they are true. Second of all, here's what's wild about it. Her GM at the beginning of the season was like, we need more production out of Angel, blase, blase, blase. It's very rare for GMs to talk about players in the media during the season about their actions on the court. Coaches, for sure. But GMs? So I think, in my little conspiracy brain, when she said, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. Well, I am here. I'm going to play hard, but I'm going to do what's best for me. I bet he saw that and was like, oh, and apparently, now you know I'm new to the WNBA. Apparently, the Sky have a long history of mistreatment of their stars and letting their star go. Stars go. Kalia Copper was on there, let her go. Candace Parker was on there. They won a championship. And the way this
I can't help you. I'm so sorry.
What is it called? Organization run.
Come on. All right.
It's like how you do. How did y'all even win? Because y'all have. There's like a. I saw a thread on Twitter, Angel. About 12 great players who end up leaving to Chicago. Apparently, they don't re-sign. They have a hard time getting free agents. People don't want to deal with the organization.
So they need a new GM.
They need a new GM. I don't see Angel re-signing. She got 2 years left on that deal. I think the fourth option is the team option. So they can decide they're not going to re-sign her after the third year. But apparently they don't care. They'll trade anybody. And the thing about it, Angel, they had the pick. Had they not traded for Ariel Atkins, I believe, they could have had Sonya Citron, who was for the who balled out for the Mystics this year, which is the exact player that Angel needs. Angel needs a young guard that can create their own shot. Bad. They had Kennedy Carter. She left for I don't even know why. Seems like
don't be the GM.
You know, I don't know enough. I thought about
I
it.
I think you know enough.
I don't think so.
What I don't what else you feel like you need to know that you don't know?
Contracts and stuff.
No, they have a lawyer.
Okay, lawyer, you do that. I just say you basketball good. You basketball bad.
Yeah, they'll tell you, okay, we can't give them this much. You can't be like 100 million. Come on, they'll be like, shh, no. But you seem like a good time. You respect women.
I respect women. And I know that if you go and get Angel and you gonna get Camilla, then your doggone need a guard who can pass them the ball.
So it sounds like you know.
Well, also, Courtney Vandersloot tore ACL. You can't plan for that. Courtney Vandersloot is a really good
point guard.
And that's
what you say to her. You say, then listen, Angel. Courtney Vandersloot, she tore ACL. We couldn't predict that. We thought she had strong ACLs. And they're not strong. They tore.
But she probably like, but she was old when y'all hired her.
And then you say, that was before I got the job. Kevin, do it.
I want to do it.
Now we're going to talk.
But then I won't be able to post no videos. I'll be over there doing GM stuff, and then somebody going to make a video, and I'll be like, hold on, team. And then I'm going to miss out on a key free agent.
No.
Because I'll be like, I saw this on the internet.
Because you do your videos fast.
Andrew Wilson went where?
You do your videos very fast.
I do.
So it'll be fine. You can do both.
No, man. But yeah, I think I don't see it for her long term in a Sky uniform. And honestly, Angel, the way it's going, it looks like she could go to literally any other organization.
She go to Aces?
Oh, God. One could only dream.
If she go to Aces, or she come here.
Or she go to the Dream.
If she came to the Sparks, I might buy season tickets.
Oh, I was about to say, I'm going to be up in them games.
If Angel Reese became an L.A. Spark. L.A. Spark.
I think so.
Are they not the Sparks?
They're the Sparks. Yeah. So if she came, she would be a Spark.
She would be a Spark in the Sparks.
If she was a Spark, I would buy season tickets.
I would become their mascot.
Courtside?
No.
Okay.
Because they're going up. I follow somebody.
Oh, well, L.A. prices are still L.A. prices.
The Liberty playoff tickets were $60,000.
Oh, no.
For Courtside each?
For a pair, I believe.
That's
NBA two money. Cameras.
$60,000. I want the whole section.
I want to play. $60,000. Pass me the ball.
Feed me in the corner.
Bruh. I don't want to know what the Lakers are.
Oh,
for
my God.
That's just for the playoffs.
Speaking of which, I want to go to that little dome, apparently. There's
It's crazy.
No, not into it. There's a thing between it.
You're talking about, she's talking about the thing with the big screen.
Where you experience
it. The game where the whole wall is TV.
Yeah.
Yes. I want to go there, too. I want to see a fight. First of all, I see Canelo there. It looks like there's
It's Canelo next weekend.
It's on Netflix, though.
2 weeks.
I don't want to see a next fight. Week. I want to see a
next
movie.
Next week. You want to see a movie?
Yeah, did you not see how they did The Matrix? Like, so the movie's in the middle of the screen, but then they build out the rest of the world.
With AI?
I guess so. Probably. So, like, when he's in front of the building getting shot in the Matrix,
then
he does that, and the bullet goes by.
It keeps going. Then it goes around more.
And then the screen, and then the camera does a 360 around. The world is doing a 360.
Oh, Jesus. I feel like I'd get sick.
Hell yeah. I didn't see, I've only seen sports thing. I didn't know they
I've
did.
I've only seen, because I first saw it for the playoff season for baseball. Baseball.
No, now, I saw movies. That. I thought, when I first saw that, I thought somebody was sitting in the Me end too. Zone. I was like, dang, these seats are closed.
Yeah.
And then they got wings and got up. I said, hey.
Yeah. What's going on?
They went like this, and I saw more chairs.
Yeah, I said, man, what the hell? How'd y'all get so close?
They did the Wizard of Oz. So, no, like, when the hurricane.
That's at the Sphere.
Okay, was the Sphere?
That was the Sphere. Because they're showing Wizard of Oz right now at the Sphere.
Okay, but definitely the Matrix. Where they dropped the apples. I didn't see it dropping out.
They're showing the Wiz at the Sphere, the movie?
The Wizard of Oz.
Hold on, man. There's three different.
I was like.
But at this place, they did do the Matrix. I just saved it last night. What's the name of that place? Place in Between.
It's called
Place in Between the
Dome.
The Cosm. And I have it in the wrong place. It's not by the Staples Center. Sorry.
It's down there by Inglewood.
It's in Inglewood.
Mm.
I want to go see a movie.
That's no good. I want to go see a movie. Let's finish with this. Did you see them nurses on TikTok?
Oh my God.
It was at a women's clinic, and they made a TikTok of all the fluid left over on the tissue paper.
No, what is you talking about, nigga?
They were taking selfies.
Selfies of the fluid, the residual fluid.
On what tissue?
You know the wax
on the exam table.
The thing that they tear away and throw away because of the fluid?
These nurses in California were just fired after posting a TikTok.
Oh, they got fired?
Yeah, they got fired.
At their OBGYN. So this person,
guess that's one more thing they got to sweat. It was actually on her Sorry.
She had all of her Dummy.
Pose around a picture and said, "Are patients allowed to leave you guys gifts?" To which then she posted pictures
Coochie
of
sweat.
Her fellow nurses posing with what people are saying is bodily fluid from their patients.
Crazy.
Here at their OBGYN. And these are the gifts that they said that their patients are leaving them. We love our gifts so much. And they're making fun of the bodily fluid that these people ended up leaving on there because they're at a doctor's office. This woman here even stuck her tongue out and got her face right beside it. She said all shapes
right beside it?
And then you had all of them post together and say,
oh, dummies.
Sure you leave your healthcare workers sweet gifts like these. And after that video went viral on TikTok, Sutter Health, who owned that doctor's office, actually made a post saying that the woman who owned the account has been fired and the other people
there they all
have been put on administrative
leave. No, fire.
People went to their IG and figured out that Sutter Health was actually deleting comments when people were asking why they allowed their employees to post something like this. These nurses in California were just
listen, after they put that speculum up in your coochie hole. I ain't got no type of control over.
Right.
Even
and don't they put
then.
A lot of liquid to get the thing in there? Yeah. They put the little, that
they
little.
They put the stuff on there. And yeah, it be coming out. It be coming out.
Oh, my God.
And then also, oh, yeah, you didn't know. You'll know once you get your lady pregnant, if y'all
get that pap
kids.
Smear, Joshie. They got to put that on it so go up in the coochie good.
And then also, like, who don't be having?
V-Flu.
Like, that's what the panties is for. They catch it.
The panties be all V-flued out.
With arms,
that's
water,
how I can usually tell if I've wore a pair of drawers, if they, like, haven't made it to the dirty clothes. There is a message that was left by my coochie. Hey, bitch, this was an interesting day. You had a lot of thoughts on your mind. Had me working overtime.
I gotta go.
Crusty.
A message?
Crusty crab.
In a bottle?
A message in them panty drawers. That lets me know, oh, I wore these. Look at that.
And that's what I, the thing about it is your health care, that's a HIPAA, almost a HIPAA. It
oh,
ain't
yeah.
Well, since they didn't air them out, it wasn't HIPAA, but that's flagrant.
Flagrant!
Oh, my God.
Ejection!
Oh, yeah. No,
that's Jalen Carter spitting on Dak Prescott.
Imagine
you're
if
out
you're,
the game.
Imagine if you're that patient. You know that nurse. I'm busting you in your
you
fucking face.
Leaving there.
Oh, I'm putting a case on him.
And you put a, you absolutely.
I'm getting free paps for life.
That would piss me off because sometimes you just don't know what your stuff is doing.
Sometimes your coochie just liquidy.
Yep. Sometimes.
Coochies be juicy. That be in there.
Sometimes. Yeah.
They're self-cleaning ovens. They got to create some stuff.
Rain be down on me.
Yeah. Could you be going crazy on it? Leave it in the panty. Leave it in the panty. God. And if you don't wear panties, it just be...
It be out.
Down your leg.
Down and out.
It be like, could you make a move?
Is that the sound?
Yeah, and plus you in here at work, man. This is why this is one of my funny TikTok. I got a booger. Oh. Funny TikTok I've seen is women, have, they go to get a pap smear and they be tucking their underwear under their clothes and then opening their coochie. Yeah. That's funny, but that's when the customer makes, I mean, the patient makes fun of themselves.
Right.
You are at work. And I always find it odd. You want to be so funny at work. Mm. And now you don't got no work.
Slippery slope.
And you ain't got no job. Make up your mind.
I was waiting to get that.
Joshua.
I was waiting to get that,
that was
one.
Good.
Stop it.
It do be slippery slope sometimes. God willing. And yeah. And see, this is when you take our dear friend Tab's advice too far. You can't do both at the same time.
Oh, no.
You
don't build your TikTok content off medical stuff.
You can't do that at the same time,
leave
baby
your,
girl.
Leave your flyer in the printer like Kev. Don't.
You got to do your job. Go to your car, talk, record. Close your camera down, go back into your job.
And that's y'all got to group chat it up. There's too many group chat messages reaching the timeline.
This is how the Young Thug got in trouble.
1,000%.
Back to Thugger.
I've done what Young Thug's done. Listen, I don't think that nigga funny. Won't be doing it on the jail phone, and y'all know I've been in jail. I've never been in jail.
Why you stupid?
But yeah, I think, first of all, I would be super embarrassed.
Yeah.
To have my doggone V. And first of all, clean it up. Pull the thing. Pull not the clean thing it up, but pull. That's pull why down, the paper's on a roll.
Also, a bunch of followers in that office getting this photo.
Yeah.
Where's this going?
And now if I'm in there in the coochie office, I'm tearing my own paper down. Y'all ain't finna have me on the doggone TikTok.
I'm taking it with me. That's right. I'm leaving here with something.
I'm leaving here with what I came with.
Give me the speculum.
Give me the speculum.
I'm taking it too.
Yeah, I don't want you to be up here smelling my coochie neither.
That is just so rude. I'm just saying, we don't have a lot of control over what our pussies are doing, okay? We don't. We try to cover them up. We put them, but once you let them out, we don't know what they're doing.
Hilarious.
We don't. The thing be out here acting all crazy, and we ain't got no type of control over that. And you want to make fun of it.
You surprise yourself, like, you was active today, coochie? Yeah, had me a long day work.
No, for real. Sometimes I'd
you
be like,
you was working down in them panties.
I'd be like, well, what were we thinking about today that I missed? Was the excitement? And then it responds. It don't just respond to sexual stuff. No. It responds to, oh my God, I got a job. It's like, we got a job.
No, thank you guys. Thank you. Have a great day. Have a great Saturday. We are not doing this no more. Done. That's it. Love you guys. Have a great afternoon. Have a blessed one. Have a blessed one. We love you. God bless you. God keep you. You know what, Joshy? Throw this whole episode up.
I was thinking at least this segment.
Throw the whole episode up for the people who ain't on the Patreon. We want you to know what you be missing. Angel is on. You are suspended for the first half of the next podcast. Not comments detrimental to the coochie. You are suspended for the first half of the next podcast.
She's over there with Angel Reese.
You're done. You're done, buddy.
I know you
see you guys. See, no, I ain't never did the coochie. Yeah. I ain't never done that. Yeah. We'll see you guys Tuesday. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.
Cutty.
Josh.
There's another thing for you. There's another thing. There's another one. There's another thing for you. There's another one. Yeah. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.